What's poppin', people? It's Dante. This morning I want to discuss with you, what is the goal of street photography? This is something that I don't think we really ask ourselves as photographers often, you know, where we simply go out there, make pictures, go through them, maybe publish them to social media, get some feedback, go back out, do it again. Maybe you have a goal of making a book or a zine. Maybe you love the gallery and the idea of sharing your work in public. This is another external goal. However, I'm much more interested turning inward into myself, my soul, and how I believe goals and success should be shaped within this realm of street photography. Because ultimately, street photography, I believe, is a very selfish act, you know, where I'm making photographs because I love to make photographs. This is something that I do intrinsically. It's something within my DNA. And so it's really difficult to describe the goal of street photography because of this very nature of why I photograph, being very internal and being a very autotelic approach to the medium. However, when I discuss this notion of the goal of street photography, I just hope to give you some better ideas about why we photograph and why we should think about this more, because I believe that it's important to question why you do something. And so in this quick slideshow, we'll be laying out some of my ideas about the goal of street photography. And so I've been practicing photography for a decade. I've been traveling the world, honing my craft. And ultimately, after all this time of making the pursuit in search of the next best photograph, you know, where I've had a goal, you know, I've had this external goal of making great photos, making strong work, improving my photography, which is something I'm still genuinely interested in. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm still trying to improve. I'm still trying to evolve and transform my photography. I think this is normal. However, I realized that ultimately, good or bad photographs doesn't determine success in street photography. This isn't necessarily the goal to go out there and make great photographs. And I think that's something very important to hone in on in the beginning of this video, because I believe it's better to actually discuss what the goal of street photography is in relationship to what the goal is not, if that makes sense. And so I'll be sharing with you some photos from Philadelphia in this slideshow today, here from my hometown, and discussing the goal of street photography. And so I believe that the goal is to simply continue making photographs. You know, I think that when you seek perfection, when you're trying to make strong photos, when you're actually going out there with this preconceived idea of a photograph that you deem to be strong or something that you're looking to make and hoping to make, when you have this desire of making strong photos, it actually drains the joy from photography. So I think that first and foremost, we must forget about this notion of good or bad photos and simply go out there and make photos. And I believe through that process of photographing more and going out there each and every day without any hope or desire or attachment to the photographs we make, we will find more joy in our everyday experience of practicing street photography. And so curiosity, I believe, is the ultimate aim and my ultimate goal as a street photographer. You know, my goal, frankly, is to never miss another sunrise again. Like, this is genuinely my goal in life. You know, right now I'm up very early. It's around 4 a.m. You know, I like having these early mornings to think, to drink tea and coffee, to read, to write, and to simply get ready for the sunrise. You know, I think that ultimately my goal in life is to just be eager for the day through that feeling of curiosity that's within me. And so I think that simply being curious enough, simply being eager enough for the sunrise is my ultimate goal in life, you know? So for me, curiosity is at the heart of street photography, right? You want to approach each day with this sense of eagerness, with this sense of wonder and openness. And so simply put, the goal is to increase your curiosity by 1% each day. Something that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with photography. So hone in on this notion of curiosity and find ways for you to increase your curiosity each day. Similar to weightlifting, where you want to increase your muscles, you want to increase your strength by 1% each day to become stronger each day, to become a better human each day by 1%. Let's increase our curiosity each day by 1%. And so like these children playing here in Penn's Landing at one of my favorite locations, we should return to a childlike state, right? Each morning, wake up with your eyes wide open, ready for the infinite possibilities. You know, this to me is what it's all about. Think about a child waking up each morning, ready? Ready for the day, right? You're a little kid. It's like, remember Christmas? Like, remember being a kid during Christmas? You'd wake up super early before your parents. You'd nag them to wake up and get them out of bed so you can go and open your presents. I feel like that childlike state of eagerness, that childlike state of just being ready for the day is where we should be generally as photographers. And so the childlike state is all about honing in on curiosity and simply recognizing the infinite possibilities of life, where as we get older, we oftentimes become rigid. We like to think that we've seen it all, everything's been done before. And I believe this has to do with a lot of like modern day distractions, media, social media. You know, we become bombarded with so many distractions these days where we forget about how beautiful life is each and every day within our everyday routines, within the mundane. And so you want to see the world through the eyes of a child. You want to see the world and look up at a tree and wonder, wow, what is this? Why? You know, when I wake up in the morning, a lot of the times I go for this long hike to this cliffside, and I stand atop of this cliff and I look out towards the horizon and I look beyond the tree canopy and I look up at the sky and I watch as the sun rises. And there's something about looking out beyond the horizon that reminds me how open the world is, how much there is to do, to see, to explore, and to photograph. And I think this is the inner child within me that's trying to come out and play each day. And so, yeah, embrace the spirit of play in the childlike state. To me, street photography is play, right? The goal is to go out there and be playful. You know, the goal is not to go out there and be some serious documentarian and put on your photography hat. You know, this to me is where it loses its joy, right? You need to treat photography as an excuse to explore and to engage with life at the front lines of life, close to humanity, both physically and emotionally. You know, to me, this is what it's all about. It's play. Street photography is not serious. And when you start to take it too seriously, ultimately, you'll lose your joy. So the goal should be to embrace the spirit of play. And I believe that through play, through voluntary play, we can make stronger photographs without really thinking about that notion of making strong photographs. And so I love to go out there with this sense of wonder, this openness, and this childlike state and the spirit of play. And to me, this is the goal. The goal is to go out there and to increase my curiosity. You know, when I'm out there on the streets, I'm not necessarily trying to depict what reality is within my photographs, but what it could be. And so I believe street photography, it's a very personal endeavor. It's something where you can basically take street photography and allow your curiosity to guide you without thinking too much about what street photography is, what it is not. Simply put, you can create abstractions of reality through the medium of photography. You can create in your own way. You don't have to follow any rigid rules or guidelines within the medium of photography. I think street photography is very open to interpretation, and I believe that it has everything to do with your perception of reality. And so ultimately, don't necessarily go out there trying to document these very rigid depictions of reality, but recognize that through the power of photography, we have the ability to photograph what life could be in our own personal interpretation of everyday life. And so I like to look for photos to make, or moments that I photograph, that evoke the essence of the street, that evoke a sense of mood or an emotional state of being a lot of the times. And so the question that I ask myself before I go out there with this goal of practicing street photography is ultimately, what will reality manifest to be in a photograph? You know, every photograph is an interpretation of life. It's not necessarily a depiction of life. You know, it's an opportunity to elevate the ordinary to an extraordinary height. You know, so to me, there's something about this question that I ask myself that fuels me with curiosity. And I'm so eager to share it with you, because think about it, right? When you're out there and you're finding yourself photographing a moment, you may have this sharp visual acuity and understand the different elements within the four corners of your frame when you press the shutter. But a lot of the times, life is out of our control. The streets, the spontaneous nature of life, and light itself is quite frankly out of our control. You know, a lot of the times the way that light will shift and change as people move in and out of the shadow area will provide with you some sense of mystery within your photographs. It will provide you a sense of surprise when you go back and look at what the camera saw. Because ultimately, as much as you are seeing reality and photographing, the camera is ultimately what decides what will manifest in the photograph that you make. And so before you go out there each and every day, when you wake up in the morning eager to start your day with curiosity and the spirit of play, ask yourself, what will reality manifest to be in a photograph? And to me, this unlocks this infinite potential, this abundant state of being where I essentially recognize that there are so many different ways that you can make photographs. And there are so many surprises that will reflect back at you when you go out there on the streets with this sense of curiosity. And so for me, street photography is all about exploration. You know, it's not just about the photographs, but it's about embracing the moments. It's about being present in the open world, exploring the open streets, exploring new places, traveling to new countries, going to a new city, hopping on a train, a plane, a bus, going for a long walk along the outskirts of your town, hiking up a mountain, spending the day in a park, going to a new city. There's something about the open world exploration. There's something about treating photography as this excuse and the camera as a passport for you to see the world that essentially elevates everyday life through open world exploration. And I think it's important to recognize that photography has nothing to do with photography, but photography has everything to do with how you engage with the open world and treating the world as this arena, as this playground, as our canvas. We go out there like big kids with cameras playing on our playground, and there's just so much to do. There's so much to explore. And I find that this puts me in a very blissful state of being, and it fuels me with joy because ultimately photography just allows me to get closer to those moments out there on the street where I have this excuse to engage with humanity much more intimately. And I believe that it's important to recognize that not only are we bystanders, not only are we the conductor of the orchestra that unfolds on the streets, of the sort of play that unfolds on the street corners. But we too are the actors. We too are the active participants in life itself. And we have the ability to get closer and closer to life through engaging with the open world. And not necessarily just being a photographer, but being a participant in life. You know, as much as we're observers and bystanders, I think it's important to recognize we are also a part of the drama that unfolds. We are also out there in the open world physically. And so I encourage you to treat photography as the excuse for you to explore. And I think through exploration and being out there in the open world and getting close to people, getting close to life, we can come back with photographs that fuel our curiosity to continue going out there each and every day. And so this is something very personal to me, photography. It brings me so much joy in my life. And I find that in order to continue photographing with longevity at the forefront, I must detach myself from external validation beyond earthly concerns. There are so many distractions in this modern world. There are so many unlimited TV channels, yummy food options, social media platforms, comment sections, forums. There's so many places where you can become distracted. There's so many different ways that you can sort of sedate yourself in this modern world where I believe that the pursuit of fame, the pursuit of wealth, and the pursuit of external validation, especially in the realm of street photography, is extremely banal and boring and base level and something that we must go beyond. And so I find that I'm creating from a deeper place, something that's beyond the everyday distraction of making photos, posting on social media, getting feedback, blah, blah, blah. Frankly, I actually like when I post my videos on YouTube, I disable the comments, I disable the likes. I simply do this for the love of the game and because I actually genuinely just want to share advice with one other person that may find it valuable. I don't necessarily need your external validation. I'm simply doing this because I love to do this, and I genuinely believe that you will become a more joyful photographer if you detach from any external validation. And honestly, this includes the gallery. This includes having people stand in front of one of your prints. For me, it's so base. It's not something I'm really concerned with. I'm concerned with waking up with curiosity. I'm concerned with going out there each and every day in the spirit of play. I'm going for the long run. I'm going with longevity as my goal, ultimately, where maybe you can't live forever, but at least you can make a photograph. And maybe those photographs can live on beyond you. They can live on beyond this earth, this world that we are distracted within, especially within the digital realm of social media. And so photography is very personal to me. Photography is something that provides me with deeper meaning in life. You know, for me, I treat photography as a way for me to affirm my life with each click of the shutter. And so ultimately, the goal, the true goal, is curiosity and joy. Let go of expectations, play, explore, and ask yourself, what will reality manifest to be in a photograph today? You know, go out there and enjoy yourself, enjoy the day, find meaning in the mundane. You know, for me, this is the name of the game. It's, can you walk the same mundane lane each and every day, but still find something to uplift in a photograph? I mean, this is a challenge. But I think through the challenge of practicing street photography daily, we can fuel our life with more meaning. We can fuel our lives with more curiosity and joy. And to me, that's the ultimate goal. The goal is joy itself. And is that such a bad thing after all? I mean, it's such a joy to go out there and to see the world, to explore, to walk, to wonder, to talk with strangers, to photograph. And I absolutely love life. I absolutely love humanity. And my ultimate goal is to fuel my lust for life through photography, and hopefully through the creation of new photographs, my photographs will ultimately reflect that lust for life back at me through my curiosity, through my joy. And I think that through cultivating curiosity, cultivating courage, cultivating joy, it will lead you on there onto the front lines of life to actually improve your photography, detached from the medium of photography. I think that we must hone in on ourselves, on our souls, on who we are personally and how we engage with humanity in order to increase our ability to make stronger photographs. And so for me, the goal, it's curiosity and joy. You know, for me, I find myself in this pure, blissful state with pure love, frankly. A love for life, a love for humanity, a love for curiosity and curiosity's sake alone. And photography provides me with this ability to go beyond this reality through the creation of new photographs, to give my life deeper meaning and to ultimately produce new photographs is my life goal. And so in order for me to continue going out there and pressing the shutter, it's important for me to ponder this question. You know, what is the goal? Why am I photographing? And I encourage you too to go out there and do the same, you know, to question why you're doing something and what the goal is for yourself. And I believe that street photography, it's this journey where you essentially set yourself and you in motion and you go out there without preconceived notions into the unknown. You know, you're exploring this open world of infinite possibilities. And I believe that through that exploration, through entering the unknown, through going through the chaos, we can put order to it through our frames and give our lives deeper meaning. And so I encourage you to go out there and make more photographs. Ask yourself, why am I making photographs? What is the goal? What is the point of this whole thing? And ultimately, for me, it's everything to do with joy and curiosity. And so just some thoughts today about what the goal for me in terms of street photography is. And encourage you to ask yourself the same question. Hopefully some of the ideas I have can encourage you to go out there and to continue pressing that shutter. So yeah, thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Peace.